Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of Crazy Zen Life. We're doing it, episode one.
This is it. This is going to be so exciting. I cannot wait to take this journey with you, Brittany, and share with our friends the craziness that happens in our everyday life.
Well, first, I'm Brittany Swan.
And I'm Shannon Kessler.
And welcome to Crazy Zen Life.
This is our fun space that we are going to share our stories on how we get through this crazy Zen life mixed in with motherhood and yoga and all the things in between.
Yes, we're going to fill in those spaces together and explore all those beautiful spaces. So we have a kind of a roadmap today. I like to figure out where we're going. We are going to talk about how we met because we get this question a lot. Like, how did you guys become such best friends and now we look alike and do things alike?
And if you don't know Brittany or myself, check us out on Instagram. We definitely have a lot of characteristics that I can see where people will make the mistake, not the mistake, but they will say that we look alike. And we get this all the time. I mean, at least once a day, I will be like, oh, that's not me, that's Brittany. And they're like, oh, wait, which one are you? I'm like, well, we're not sisters, but we do look alike, you know, but it happens. So if you want to check that out, you can kind of see where we're going with this. But yes. We do get mistaken for sisters all the time, which, trust me, I feel like this is a huge compliment. So when people say, you look like Brittany Swan, I'm like, thanks.
I couldn't be more proud. Like, I was like, oh, I look that good today? Oh, yes.
It's great.
I don't look like I crawled out of a trash can. That sounds great.
Not today.
Yes.
Not
so today. We'll get into that. And we'll also give a little background about ourselves and what led us to doing this amazing first venture together. I think first of many, honestly. It was like we've been wanting to collaborate for a while, yeah. Be creative together. And this was just something that was going to happen sooner or later.
Absolutely. Seemed like the right step for our first venture together. I think that's a fun way to put it because I think we've always had so many crazy ideas, but I think this one's going to be a lot of fun to navigate.
Yes, cool. Yes. So yes, my name is Brittany Swan. We are coming from Louisville, Kentucky. So get out your map real quick.
I think so, people know where Louisville is.
Well, right? You know, they know where you never know. Like, I've heard it all. Like, where are you from? So, of course, Derby and bourbon and all the good things that go along with that. But there is a great yoga community here. So we kind of wanted to dive into that and show people what Louisville can bring and all the Zen things and all the crazy. So,
yeah, there's lots of that. That's for sure.
Yes.
Yes.
So I've lived here all my life. And just a little short little bio. I am married to my lovely husband, Landon, and he is actually letting us take part in his lovely studio that he has in his office. So this was just bound to happen. So, and I also have three kids. Wyatt is almost 7, Watson is 5, and Luna is 2. And I am a yoga instructor part-time, and the other time I'm in my car driving those crazy kids around. So those are the two places that you'll
that
catch me.
Sounds about right.
So if you're not catching me at the studio, I'm driving around in my goldfish-filled car, yelling at my kids.
Snacks galore.
And having a lot of fun doing that. What about you, Shannon?
Good stuff. Well, my name is Shannon Kessler. I was born and raised in North Carolina, and I made my way to Louisville, Kentucky in 2007. I met my husband in 2003, and he has been trying to get me to come to Louisville ever since. And in 2007, I came to Derby and was like, well, this is fun. I definitely think that Louisville could be a contender in a place I like to be here. And this was a really great opportunity at the time. I mean, I fell in love with my husband a long time ago. So when he asked me to move here, I was like, sure, yeah, I can do that. And now I have two beautiful daughters. Ruby Jane is 7 and Eleanor is 5. They keep me super busy, but I am also an entrepreneur. I started Primp Style Lounge. We are Louisville's premier blowout bar. We are Louisville's first standalone blowout bar. We do makeup applications, blowouts, and wardrobe styling. So that keeps me super busy on pretty much every day.
I'm like, hey, Shannon, let's add to that, by the way.
Right.
Hold on, let's add one more thing to your plate.
Sure, I've got time to start a podcast, but that's a great idea.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. I'm going to squeeze that in real quick. Yeah. So in a nutshell, and we'll dive a little bit deeper, I think, as this gets going on all the other things that make us who we are.
Yeah.
But Brittany and I met in 2010 or 11, 2011. I moved into the house that I live in now, and Brittany and I are next door neighbors. So we literally share everything because we are next door to each other. Our children are best friends. They don't know a life without each other.
No,
it's pretty great.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I will let Brittany share her
account
first time that we met, and then I'll share with you how I felt about
it. Yes, it was interesting. I always kind of look back on this moment and be like, I have no boundaries.
None.
I have zero boundaries. And I think that was like, it was bound to happen. So I was out walking my 3-month-old in a stroller, not walking because that would be awkward. So I was strolling my 3-month-old at the time, my first, and I was strolled up to, I saw this bean in a driveway that was alive and that could talk. And I'm like, oh, adult conversation. I'm so like, starved for that. So I walk up to Shannon and not knowing anything about her, I was like, all I know is she had boxes and they look like they had kid stuff. So I stroll up and I'm like, hey, and I just had word vomit. Like I could not even like let her finish a sentence instead of like finishing it for her. I'm like, yeah. Because we all know how it is when you have a newborn, you just want someone to talk to. And poor Shannon was like getting boxes out of her car, time constraint, and she was like, okay, gotta go. Yeah,
so I'm packing my car. And I lived at the time about 20 minutes away. So I was trying to time up taking trips to and from our old house to our new house. And I'm like trying to shove everything in the garage as fast as I can so I can get more things done during nap time. And here comes this cute little blonde just trucking up the driveway with a cute little stroller. I'm like, oh, she's fun. Who's this? And she really is talking like for 15 minutes. And I'm like, oh my, okay, this is great, but I really got to get this stuff in my car.
I can't. No boundaries.
No boundaries. No boundaries.
No boundaries.
But you know what? It led to a really great friendship that every day we keep building and building upon. And it's super fun.
Yes. And laughing. So a really fun fact about our friendship was we grew super close through our second pregnancies. When we got pregnant for the second time, we actually had the same due date. So that was really fun. Not on purpose. That's just weird.
Right. Just conveniently it happened.
It was convenient. And it was kind of beautiful because our middle children are super close. They're 6 days apart.
Yeah.
So it just was another way for us to bond and share in that experience of yet again becoming a mom for the second time.
Yes. So I think when you go through the trenches of motherhood, your first is always, I mean, it's really special because obviously it's your first and you don't really know what you're doing and you're hoping that you're not going to break the baby or you're hoping that you're one day will be normal again. And then when you have your second one, you realize that that's just never going to happen. Like the normal is always going to change and you're just trying to figure out life and survive. And we're just really thankful that our second children are as easygoing as they are, and because they had to, they are very unique.
Very unique.
Yeah, and they still are best friends to this day. And
oh yeah,
but we're very thankful that we had each other during this crazy second child trying to figure this all out.
That struggle. Yes, and so they're very fiery, but yes, they're so. It even builds the bond closer. And then we, of course, I added that other little nugget to the mix. And now we're just like a little cul-de-sac. And we live on a cul-de-sac. So honestly, like it's one of those beautiful things that I think only comes around once in a lifetime.
I agree.
We can never move.
No. I mean, like ever. Only if there's like two houses that are for sale at the same time next door to each other can either of us move. Even if it's not a city I want to go to, like, well, fine. Okay, fine. Woo! That's where we're going to go.
Our houses can fall apart one brick at a time. We're like, well, we're still staying strong.
We're going to be metamorphosed forever.
But we're going deep.
But of all the fun things that Brittany and I have gotten into over the last, I don't know, 7 years, I convinced Brittany one day that we should go to yoga together. And I took my first yoga class in 2001 and I'd loved it ever since. I mean, I've been hooked from the very first down dog and I haven't looked back. But I convinced Brittany that it was time and she needed to come with me to a new studio, and it was a hot yoga studio. And she was like, yeah, I'm totally game. This is going to be great.
I'm fit. I can do this.
Totally. This is going to be so easy.
Do a lot of push-ups.
That's exactly what she said. And then after her first class, I don't think I've ever seen someone run out of a door so fast. Oh gosh, it's miserable. Like, oh, maybe she didn't like it. I don't know.
I felt so challenged. It was, I have to make these shapes and then breathe at the same time. That's not possible.
It's very humbling. Mm-hmm. You get to know a lot about yourself during yoga, and especially the first time when you try it and you're in a heated room and you're not really sure what to expect, and you walk out and you're completely drenched and you're like, what just happened?
And she didn't tell me to bring another change of clothes.
Yeah,
I was like, what happened there? I was like, you know, if you knew it was going to happen.
That's called a friend fail.
Friend fail.
I'm very sorry.
Friend fail.
Sorry about that.
I was like, I'm still mad about that. I'm still salty.
A little bitter.
Still salty.
No,
I had to ride home in wet clothes. I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Some things you just need to, you know, let your friends be surprised with.
And yeah.
That was one.
Hey, I never forgot clothes again.
Nope. Not going to make that mistake again. Not going to happen.
Yes, it was. But, you know, and Shannon had a very strong yoga practice, but it was very humbling, and yes, to do it with her. And to this day, we still practice right next to each other.
Side by
and
side.
We laugh a lot about it and cry and get angry and frustrated and then laugh again.
Yeah.
And then
and realize
and then take a Shavasana.
Right.
It is. But and that is one of the things that does bond us together. So family, kids, yoga, and then all food and alcohol. I mean, it, come on, guys. I mean, it's just a cornerstone. Let's just be honest. Yes. Like the mom life.
Yeah.
I think you have to have some kind of reprieve.
When you have to have a tribe, and the saying of you can't do it alone, it takes a village. I mean, it's definitely true. I mean, I don't have any family that lives here in Kentucky, but I can tell you I do have family in my neighbors and my friends. And I am so thankful that I do have such amazing neighbors because they have become my family. In fact, my children, the girls say all the time, they're like, oh, well, the Swans are a family. They just live in a different house. So I'm like, yes, that's exactly how that works.
Exactly. So, yes. Again, no boundaries.
No boundaries. None,
no boundaries.
Like whatsoever. So yoga definitely was something that we were able to bond over. But in doing so, we formed a really great friendship. And this is something that we're kind of excited to share with you guys about. Your Zen friends. Like, who are your Zen friends? Who makes up your circle of people that they're your tribe and they support you? And who are the people that you're like, you know what? I like you, but I like you right where I can see you. Everyone has a lane.
Yeah.
Just stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Yeah. And you can move lanes.
Yes. Absolutely.
You can pivot, you can move back, you can move forward, you can stay, I don't know.
Are you in the carpool lane? I don't know. What are you doing over there?
I'm in traffic.
Yeah, so we read like a really interesting statistic a little while ago about the friend circles that you have, and your two most closest friends, they're like the people that you would do anything for. So you really only have like one or two of these people in your life. And I think that's it's really important that you have somebody that you can confide in and you can tell, you know, things that there could be secrets or you're like, oh, I'm so ashamed. I can't believe I'm even telling you this. But it's the friend that you can tell with absolutely zero judgment and you know that they're going to have your back regardless. Yeah. So
yeah, I do think that unconditional does exist in friendships. I've always kind of wondered, like, you know, the unconditional love you have for your kids, but I think you can definitely have that for your friends because, and Shannon laughs at me, but I call it the bury the body. I'm like, you know, like it's the bury the body friend. Like, you know, if she calls me, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I guess he deserved it.
You know, Earl had to die.
Earl had to die.
Dizzy Chick said it best. Like,
yes.
Well,
they just majorly effed up. I can't control what she does.
But you can help her fix her problem.
Yeah. I'm like, where's the weapon? I got a big backyard too. So
and just FYI, we have never buried a body.
Yes, don't lie.
Nor have we ever thought really about where to bury one. But
no. But I have thought, I'm like, I have a huge backyard. Like, I think if there was a backyard.
We're not burying bodies.
I have thought about how big my backyard is. It's great.
It is a Big Mac card. It's great. It's great for sledding too.
It is great.
Yes. So that's your super close knit group of friends. And then you kind of go outside of that and you've got like four or five that kind of expand in that outer circle, but they're still in your inner circle of good friends. And those are ones that you can count on where if I blow a tire on the side of the road and AAA is going to take a little while to get there, but I know I've got one of these friends that'd be like, girl, I'm going to come sit with you. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure nobody takes you away.
Right.
Thanks, girl. You're my friend.
Right. Yeah. Brings you yummy food if you have surgery.
Yeah. You're just that thoughtful person that you're just much better off having them in your life, and you'd be really sad if they weren't in your life anymore.
Yes.
So there, you know, there's a place for that kind of Zen friend too. And then it kind of expands outside of that where everybody else is still like a friend, but then you have like, we're really good friends, but maybe not the kind like, I'll call AAA for you, girl, but I can't sit with you right now. I can't do that, but I'm going to make sure that you're okay.
I will send you all the love and light.
Right. All day long. But so I think we all kind of have like that level of friendship that, you know, you have in your life. And I think Brittany and I are in the innermost circle. We were talking about this, like the other kind of friends that you have, and you had a really funny one. What would you call it? Your social media friends?
Oh, well, I did want to expand that because I think there's like social media friends, like where I don't really know if I can have the same relationship with them in person. Like,
true, right.
I think the circle is bigger, of course, but I don't really know. I'm like, I see you a person, I think I'd lock up. Right. Look, I'm like, oh, you only exist in a small square.
No, I've definitely had that where I have, you know, people that I know through like my primp Instagram who will comment on things all the time. And I'm like going back and forth. I'm like, yeah, I know this name, but the face came to me with the name. I'm not sure I could pick it out. And it has definitely happened where I've been in events and they're like, hey, Jen, how's it going? I'm like, yay.
Right.
But then I connect the dots. I'm like, oh, social media, that's how I know them. Okay, cool. And then you try to have that conversation, but it's super surface. And you're like, man,
I know.
I'm going nowhere fast. I'm so sorry.
And you're like dive bombing. I'm like, oh, well, I like them to exist there. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I've always thought like, you know, if that is what social media is for.
Yes.
Or just a nice attribute for it. Because I think that it's great.
Yeah.
As long as you know that lane.
Right.
Like, okay, you exist here. What always also frustrated me about Instagram too is like they're like this weird handle name,
right?
And then they come up to you and like, "Hi, I'm Alyssa," and I was like, "Oh yeah, like you're Monkey Mom 1234." Like I'm like, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, I only know you as Monkey Mom, and there is no Monkey Mom, by the way. I just like I don't.
She's a made up social media.
Yeah, that just totally came out of my brain. But like, I'm like, oh okay,
yeah.
You know, their profile, but yeah, it's kind of crazy. So, but I do like that because it does keep you. And it's some kind of like relationship, and it checks that box, it fills that bucket, and you can move about your day and kind of, you know, move on. Now, I don't recommend having only friends on social media.
No.
Like you need FaceTime.
You need friends when you've run out of your last bottle of wine, we'll come over and bring you one.
Or like, buy you one at Trader Joe's.
Right. That may or may not have happened right before we came here.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes.
So yeah, absolutely. I do agree. Like you need real life friends that you can touch.
Touch.
And then ones that you can just like with a click.
Yes. Yeah. Touch and not touch.
Touch and not touch.
So we did go through some different types of friends, though, didn't we? We made some lists and kind of like, you know, which ones that we think you need in your life.
Yes.
And we thought those were kind of cool, and we'll kind of go back and forth. So one that is immediate is what we just kind of discussed. So we won't go too much into it. But the come as you are.
Yes.
Like, yes. Just the come as you are friend. And this friend doesn't have to be like your BFF. This can be the friend like, oh my gosh, you know, she'll step over the Legos. He or she will step over the Legos. Will like maybe even like wipe down your vanity when they're going to the bathroom if there's like craziness all around it. Like they don't really mind.
It's not a judgmental friend. She gets it. She'd probably rather you not clean your house before she came.
Yeah, that's
before he came. Too much just don't bother. It's kind of like family. Like don't clean up.
Don't clean up.
Don't touch that. and don't move that block because we don't know like what it's going to, like if you pull that out.
Oh, yeah. It's like Jenga.
It's going to hit the fan. Like, don't do it.
And we're all piecing it together. I do think those are super important. It doesn't have to be like this lifelong friendship, but it does have to be that one that's like in your tribe and can so help you out.
Yes.
That's the ones like you can borrow some sugar or, oh my gosh, I can take my kids to school or I need to run out really quick.
I can't get a sitter, but can you watch my kids?
Here, I can't get a sitter. Yeah.
Yes.
And you totally trust those people, too, to parent your kids-ish that I use that loosely, but you know, kind of like, okay, if I know like shit stuff goes down.
And we like four letter words, so we're probably going to say them
often. Bad.
So it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving, sister.
Yeah. So that was definitely one friend that we thought you just need in your circle.
Yeah.
Of a Zen friend.
Yes. And these aren't, I mean, none of these are set in stone, but they're just friends that I feel like, I think all women across the board kind of have that same kind of circle where you've got your PTA friends or your school friends, and you've got your friends like your book club, or, you know, you only see them at yoga or wherever it is. So I think it's nice that you're able to have one life, but it's not with one set of people. Like you've got lots of people coming in and out all the time. And I think that's normal.
Yeah, there's just some people traveling in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they bring for you, you know? Right. What's the next one?
That is a good question. Hold, please.
We're super prepared. We're
very, very. We talked about like the motivator, like the person who's it's like, she's your cheerleader, like all the time. Like no matter, there might even be times where you're like, I'm not going to call this friend right now because I need my confidant friend that I can just vent to about all the things. Yes. But I don't need to pick me up right now. But we've always got that one friend that you're like, yes, I'm going to call her and she's going to pick me up.
She's going to give me all the spunk I need. she's gonna cheerlead me all the way to success.
Yes.
Or to Starbucks. Exactly. One of the two.
One
of those.
That's important. You also have the pusher friend who... She motivates you to do things that you may or may not have done on your own. And once you get into that zone, you're like, I really like this. And then she kind of motivates you and pushes you a little bit further along that journey.
Yeah.
And I mean, I kind of love that friend because she's not one that you have to talk to all the time. But when you do, like when she steps into your life and your arena, you know that you're like, okay, I'm going to step it up. I got to get my A game on because this is my girl. And I, you know, like I know she's going to expect a lot from me and I'm not going to let her down.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And like they drop these knowledge bombs on you.
Right? Truth bombs are best. I'm
okay,
like,
well.
Yes.
Okay, now I've totally changed your life.
Right.
Yes.
You're like,
yes. And they're more socially conscious. And I feel like they're just kind of push you to do even things, yes, outside your box and just go for those dreams. And these friends can also cross paths. Like it can also be as your come as you are friend. So
just traits. Just little tidbits.
Little tidbits.
And then you're in and out friends where you may not have talked to them in like 10 years, but as soon as you pick up the phone, you're like, oh my gosh, we didn't skip a beat.
Yes.
She's probably got some secret photos, not online, that will never go online because you were friends before the internet happened.
Yes. Like, and those photos were like facts.
Right. But she's never going to let it go. Like she'll never throw it away. She's not going to burn it. But she's got that photo, and you know which one we're talking about.
Yeah, white eyeliner, right. Two-tone hair, disgustingness.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We all have that. That's a homegirl that also, knows your family.
Right.
Like, your, extended family. Like, you know, like, how's your grandma doing and all that. That's
She's been to Sunday dinner at your house before. Mm-hmm. She's probably gotten a Christmas card from your grandma. Yes.
And she's also seen some kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
She gets the back story crazy.
She knows.
Not the most prominent crazy.
And she doesn't judge you. She understands. She understands that that's part of your story and why you are as crazy as you are.
Yeah. And she's still hanging around. There's a reason. Keep them close.
She's a good one, the in and out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always a good one.
Yay. And that really is what we talked about our favorite, you know, people that we have in our life. And
we did forget one kind of one.
Which one is she?
And I just came up to my mind. You know, we talk a lot about our husbands here and there, and we will throughout.
Oh yeah, because they're a big part of our lives. I mean,
and I think you do have to be friends with your partner, whoever that may be.
Yes, absolutely.
And that relationship is sacred, and to always maintain that one, and also to have a lot of fun in that one. So
yes, I always thought about
when I say best friends. I'm like, you know what?
My husband's definitely in that category, and I always. It's not a joke, but it's serious. Like, my husband is always worth the sitter. There are some events that we go to that I'm like, oh, that was not worth the sitter. I can't believe I put on eyelashes for this. Are you joking? But date night with my husband, or even if it's just hanging out and we get a sitter, like, my husband is always worth the sitter.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
And what I love conversations with my husband because honestly, like, he doesn't even mean to be funny. And all of a sudden he'll like say something. I'm like, that was the funniest thing I've heard in like 2 months. That's really funny. But he's super quiet sometimes. So, I mean,
they do come out of nowhere sometimes.
They do.
I'm like, what?
Okay. I'm like, you just, man, stand-up material. So yes, I mean, that's just an important one. You know, even if you're not married, you don't have to be married. Don't you put a ring on it to really love your partner. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we have lots of, you know, really exciting things that we've chatted about here today, and this is just the first of many.
The first episode. So thank you for embracing our crazy.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
And so we will have some Instagram, I guess, accounts up soon. So we'll have that. I mean, this is going to take a couple of weeks to launch, so we'll definitely have all of that up, I guess.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know.
All the places that you reach
it's
us.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can like us and follow us and all that cool stuff.
So, Brittany, if somebody wants to follow you on Instagram, what do they look for?
Oh, I'm on Brittany Swan Yoga.
Awesome.
On Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it should be somewhat easy to find me.
Excellent.
And Shannon, where would they find you on all the accounts?
Yes, I've got two. Shannon W. Kessler, KESSLER. I get a lot, like at Starbucks, they're like, Janet? And I'm like, nope, that's Shannon with the sh, like S-H-A-N-N-O-N. And Kessler, KESSLER, because I also get Keffler. I'm like, nope, that's an S, not an F, Frank.
Did you have a lisp when you were growing up?
I'm not really sure. But it is comical how many times I'm like, oh, Janet. And I'm like, oh, no.
I know, it did happen the other day. I was like,
how did they say that?
It sound like Janet
at all. No. So Shannon W. Kessler, and then primpstylelounge.com, or on just Instagram is primpstylelounge. Yeah. It's pretty fun too.
So we'll have crazies in life, all the cool things up soon. So yeah, thanks for joining us. Oh, we forgot our questions.
Oh, yes. But okay. Okay. Yeah. So you each podcast, we're going to end with asking our guests three questions. We'd like to keep them the same, but they may change depending
I think we should change where we are.
But I want to know, Brittany, how do you eat your corn on the cob? Are you a typewriter or an around the world?
Oh my gosh. I forgot about this question. And I really did. And I am so sporadic. I eat in like holes.
Really?
I pick the best bites and then I stop.
You're like a crow going in for corn.
Yeah, like a raccoon, like a possum. I figured out like I must have been like a rodent in my former life because it's really weird. It's very spotty and I just put it down. Once I find all the good bites, it's over.
So you don't like start to finish a corn on the cob?
Rarely.
Really?
Rarely.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Because I don't waste my time.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're just going to get and give it a good stuff.
Unless it's like has some like bomb seasoning on it. But no.
Okay. I like to go typewriter down one row and then I go around the world from there on in.
Huh.
I know. But that's, we eat a lot of corn on the cob at my house during the summertime. So maybe I'll post a picture later about that.
I'll post my corn.
What's my corn fix?
I don't want to see your corn fix.
Nobody wants to see your corn fix. Nope. I'm going to keep those to myself.
I've got a question. I got a good one.
Oh, okay.
All right. And this may be kind of embarrassing, but what's the one thing you do when no one is looking?
Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm a nose picker. I mean, that is the true story. I pick my nose and I have a special spot in my car. I'm not going to tell you where it is so that I don't want you to get in there. Like, where's the spot? I don't know where the spot is, but I do. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like a 4-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
Pick my nose.
Do you know how much I ride with her? Oh my gosh. It's totally a
change. Don't worry.
Oh
it's on my side. It's
well, I'm never driving your car. Hey, do you want to borrow my car? Nope.
Don't touch anything in Shannon's car.
Don't. Oh my God.
This is a true story. So my junior year in college, I studied in Chile, South America, and we were on a bus traveling to somewhere, and I was quietly in my zone, like doing my thing. I didn't think anybody was watching. And all of a sudden, my professor was like, Shannon, Why is your finger always in your nose?
I'm like, you were like knuckle deep or something.
I was in there.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, so that's my dirty secret.
Oh, that's really funny.
I know.
It's really funny. Well, mine's not, I mean, I guess everybody does it, but I pick my nails like it's nobody's business.
Oh.
And like I even think it hurts? No, not really.
Oh, man. I feel like that's such a sensitive part. I can't pick at that.
Or I pick at my kids.
Oh, you pick at your kids?
they're not their nails. I just want to pick at them. Like, you know, if they have like crazy earwax or like crazy stuff on their head, I'm like, let me get it.
I know that is.
Like, just all things picking. Yeah. So that's what we've discovered. When no one's looking, Shannon and I are picking at something.
Right.
We need to read a book or something.
We probably should.
Pick up a book and stop picking other people.
Awesome. Oh, okay, that's great. Awesome. Well, now that you know a little bit more about us, hopefully you'll tune in to our next episode coming in a couple weeks.
All right. See you soon, guys.